You're listening to Marketplace Weekend.
I'm Barbara Bogave.
Mobility is a complicated issue for all of us. But let's be honest, it's much more so for those of us facing real life limits to our physical mobility. Complicated and often expensive. Jay Kramer is an actor, comedian, and a peer mentor supervisor for the No Barriers program at Rancho Los Amigos Rehabilitation Center. Jay was picked as a semifinalist for the TV show Survivor. And while training with his friends on a rock climbing trip in Malibu, he took a fall that paralyzed him from the chest down.
Whole life changes in the blink of an eye. My mobility changed after the accident because I broke my neck. So the connection between my brain and the rest of my body is now incomplete, is what they classify it as. I can feel everywhere. I just cannot move everywhere. So I am now confined to a power wheelchair. I can drive. I can live a very, very normal life. I would say I'm about 90% self-sufficient. I do need some help getting dressed and some things throughout the course of my day. My finances changed when my mobility changed, because there are certain parameters that you have to live by when you need the things that I need. So, for example, I need a caregiver in the morning to help me out, and that can get quite expensive. Luckily, in the state of California, there's a thing called IHSS, In-Home Supportive Services. It's a government-funded program that gives you money for a caregiver. Now, in order to get that, in order to get Medi-Cal and anything else that you need, there's only a certain amount of money that you can have in your bank account, and there's only a certain amount of money that you can make per month in order to receive benefits. So it's a very, very fine line that you have to walk, so to speak, to make sure that you've got the money that you need to live and survive, both what you are given in benefits and what you can make. So in order to make that jump so you don't receive any more benefits and you can be self-sufficient, it's quite a big jump, because there's a lot of things that you need to take care of now medically. I am a very mobile person, because it's not a when life hands you lemons, you make lemonade kind of situation. It's you just want to live your life, and it doesn't matter what curveballs are thrown at you. It's not going to go the way that you think it's going to go. So the best that you can do is learn to adjust and adapt, which, oddly enough, are two of the important traits that it takes to get you through a game show like Survivor. You figure it out, you move and you shake, and you make your way through it. I honestly see the sky as the only limit, and maybe not even that.